30 years ago, the Smashing Pumpkins released Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. Now, frontman Billy Corgan is celebrating the double album with a symphonic version at the Lyric Opera of Chicago. The final sound has been under close wraps. Courtney Kippers has more on what audiences can expect to hear.
In 1995, the Smashing Pumpkins burst onto the world stage when they released a massive, genre-defying double album, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. Joe Shanahan, who owns Chicago's Metro and Smart Bar, said the work stretched the creative rubber band.
At that time, no one was releasing a double album. I mean, that was reserved for Pink Floyd and Genesis and, The Who, not an alternative band from Chicago by any stretch of the imagination.
Now, that hard-rocking, industry-disrupting, chart-topping album is celebrating its 30th birthday. And once again, Billy Corgan is doing something unexpected, reimagining Melancholy as something closer to an opera. It's a collaboration with the Lyric Opera of Chicago. Here's Corgan back in March at the company's season announcement.
As anybody would know, a good composition, whether it's by the Beatles or Gershwin, is transferable to other media. Our mediums. So that's what we're going to do here is really create a beautiful night of music.
That beautiful night of music will include the Lyric's full orchestra and chorus on stage. There will also be four operatic soloists singing alongside Corgan. Plus, there will be custom-made costumes from Corgan's wife, Chloe Mandel, who, along with her father, runs the couture brand House of Giel. But Corgan is clear. This is not just a rock band appearing with a symphony. The songs have been completely reimagined. No guitar or drum parts here.
This is not a rock goes opera or opera goes rock. This is really to celebrate the compositional aspect of the work and to make sure that everybody that comes to the Lyric, from the patrons on down, really enjoys the complexity and the beauty of the work that I created.
To help translate the rock album to classical, Corgan worked with the New York-based composer and conductor James Lau. Lau is a Grammy nominee who has worked extensively in classical and musical theater. But this project was a creative feat.
How in the world do you get Bullet with Butterfly Wings with an orchestra, right? And it was a long time. It was me just sitting in a room, plunking out notes on the piano, recording little things on my phone and hating it and deleting it. So that was probably the biggest challenge.
The collaboration between Corgan and Lyric stands to be mutually beneficial. Corgan gets to spread his artistic wings even further, while the Lyric gets to tap into a pool of music fans who may never otherwise enter the opera house. Here's Zoe Reams, a mezzo-soprano singing on the project.
Hopefully if we pique 10% of the people's interests who come to these shows, I feel like that's a win, who might want to come back or experience a classical piece.
3 decades after the album first dropped, Metro's Joe Shanahan said he's not surprised Corgan is still pushing boundaries with this music. Shanahan said it's who Corgan has always been.
He knocked on the door and nobody answered. And then he just pushed the door open and he said, I'm here. What are you going to do with me now?
The show opens tomorrow and will run for 7 sold-out nights. Courtney Kippers, WBEZ News. We are-